Hello and welcome to In the Kitchen with Mary Mac. Today, we're making onion soup because, yes, once again, we have soup weather and then 77 degrees and then soup weather.
Hey, so. That's springtime.
It is. It's all over the place in Western Pennsylvania. All the weather, all the time. This is Julia Child's classic recipe from the French Chef Cookbook, which is a cookbook of her television shows. So it goes like episode one, this is the recipe they did, you know, and it goes along like that. And it's probably my favorite of her cookbooks because it has a lot of pictures in it from the TV show, which was produced in the, I believe, in the 50s and 60s. She had already produced her cookbooks, and this was a public television cooking show for the American housewife to kind of, I guess, enrich everyone's cooking vocabulary would be the way to say it. You know, introduce new recipes, but not only that, introduce techniques, foods people never heard of, things like that. So it was a very successful show, of course, because you all know who Julia Child was. And she had many, many cooking shows over her career, but her first PBS cooking show was the best because it was very low budget and Julia is like funny in most of them, you know, so the cookbook kind of reflects that. And she's so straightforward and down to earth the way she says things. The recipes are more engineered for people doing a little less food prep than the normal French chef would do. So today's recipe, French onion soup, Julia suggests using a store-bought, good quality beef broth instead of making your own, which she does have an episode on how to make your own beef broth or beef stock or beef consomme. She has that. I have done that before, and I'll kind of fill you in as we go through the recipe on what's involved in that. So for this recipe, I used Kitchen Basics original beef stock. Here's the one thing I can tell you is if you're going to make any sort of a soup and you're going to use a pre-made stock of any sort, look at what the first ingredient is, okay? You would like the first ingredient to be beef if it's beef stock or chicken if it's chicken stock. I found a lot of them where the first ingredient was water. I found a lot of them where the following the water was corn syrup, you know, those sorts of things. Kitchen Basics is a really good brand of soup stocks, and you will not be disappointed. It's a very flavorful broth, and it appears by the ingredients list that it's probably made the way you're supposed to make a beef stock, which is by roasting beef soup bones in the oven with carrots, celery, and onions, and a little bit of seasoning, and you roast everything until it's nice and browned up, and then you put everything into a stock pot with a bunch of water to extract all those flavors out of it. You deglaze the pan and put that in also, and then you let that cook for hours and hours and hours until you get a lovely beef stock. But nobody wants to do that anymore. I did it one day when the weather was horrible, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to make beef stock today. It's a great thing to do when the weather's horrible. So these are things you can save up till the weather in your area is the type of weather that makes you not want to leave the house. As for French onion soup, if you're using the pre-made beef broth, it's a pretty easy soup to make, pretty quick process. It's one of those soups that people don't think about making. A lot of people buy the dehydrated French onion soup to put in, like, to make gravy with, or people put it in their meatloaf or whatever, you know, so that people use it as a seasoning. But French onion soup itself is really very, very good. And I'm going to give you two ways to serve this also. So here we go. This is the ingredients for making one smallish batch of French onion soup. This makes about 1.25 quarts of soup. So it's enough for, you know, a few bowls of soup. You'll need 3 cups of sliced onions, and that's about 4 baseball-sized onions. You want to use yellow cooking onions, not something fancy. And then when you clean and slice them, you want to cut the onion in half, and then going stem to stem on the onion, cut it into thin slices. So that's your onion instructions there. You could also use like a Vidalia onion would be very good in this. I wouldn't spend a ton of money on onions though. I would just get a good yellow cooking onion. Okay, you'll need 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 2 tablespoons of butter, a half teaspoon of sugar, a half teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of butter additionally, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1 quart, that's 4 cups of good quality beef broth. And like I said, I used the Kitchen Basics, and you want to warm that up when you get into the frame of where you're going to be using it. A half cup of Pinot Grigio, which is a white wine. You want to have a nice white wine in this. Julia says you can use white or red, but I think white is a little milder, so that's what I like. 1 bay leaf, and then a pinch of sage, dried sage, or dried thyme. I prefer thyme to sage, so that's what I used. Julia has sage in her recipe, so you can do whichever one you want. So I've already told you about preparing the onions, and that's the first thing that you do. Now you'll get a nice heavy-bottom Dutch oven and set it on your stovetop and heat that up to medium-low heat. And you're going to melt your butter with the olive oil, your 2 tablespoons of butter with your 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Once that's melted, add your sliced onions and toss them around with a wooden spoon so that you can see the fat all over the onions. And you're going to cover and cook that on low heat for 20 to 30 minutes, stirring often because you want those onions to become nice and soft and translucent. Once you get to that stage, you're going to uncover your onions and you're going to sprinkle that half teaspoon of sugar and half teaspoon of salt over your onions. Stir that in well and turn up the heat to medium high because you want to brown and caramelize your onions. This takes about 30 minutes and you have to stir it really often because you don't want them to burn. You want them to get nice and brown. So you have to attend it during this part. Once your onions get nicely browned, lower your heat. You can turn it all the way down if you want to and add that additional tablespoon of butter and your 2 tablespoons of flour into the midst of your onions and stir that around. You can use your wooden spoon or a whisk, and you want that to kind of thicken up a little bit with any juice that's off the onions, and you want that flour to brown up a little bit. So you want to do this for about a minute. Now remove your pan from heat. Just slide it over to the side of the stove that's not hot. And you're going to add 1 cup of your broth that's been heated and stir that in really well so that you can absorb the flour mixture and kind of create a thickened base for your onion soup. So kind of stir that around and cook it for a couple of minutes there, and it'll get nice and thick. It will look like a gravy that has onions in it, okay? Once you get it to that state where it's nice and thick and well mixed and everything's moved around, you're going to add the rest of your broth and stir that in really well. Then you're going to add the wine, the bay leaf, and the sage or thyme, and you're going to return that to a simmer. Now, you can also at this time taste it and add salt and pepper to your taste, to your liking. Bring that up, like I said, to a nice simmer and cook that for 30 minutes. And then your soup will be done. And it smells wonderful. It's a rich, deep brown color. And it just smells wonderful. If you just want the soup, your soup is done. However, if you want to make it gratiné, which is a style of French onion soup that you often get in restaurants, this is how you do it. So for gratiné, you need a baguette that's been cut into 1-inch thick slices, and you need a nice... I used soup mugs, which soup mugs are great for this. I have seen this one restaurant that I go to serves it in these little dark brown crocks that it's just like the perfect size for soup. You need a container that holds about 2 cups. You can even use a regular big bowl if you want to, but something that holds about 2 cups, and that's what you'll need. You'll also need some... I had to look this up before I came so I could pronounce it correctly because I hate to butcher words in languages other than English. So you'll need Gruyère cheese, which is a type of Swiss cheese. It's so good on the soup. When I got mine, I didn't see this on the label because I was kind of in a hurry, but it was a blend of Gruyere and Swiss, and it worked really well. It melded really nice. It's a very buttery kind of a cheese, and nutty, buttery. You know, it's a very good cheese. So I definitely recommend that. Joya has you add grated Parmesan cheese to this also, but I don't like that, so I just went with a Gruyere cheese. This is how you do this. You take those pieces of your baguette and you butter them on both sides, and you're going to toast them in your oven for 10 minutes on each side. What I did was I just put them on a foiled baking sheet and I put them into the oven at 325, 10 minutes, take them out, turn them all over, put them in for 10 more minutes. And while you're, when you get them all ready there, you know, when you've done this toasting, you can get your soup mugs ready with your soup. And you put about, you want to put about a cup and a half of soup in each mug or bowl, however you're doing it. When your bread is toasted, turn your oven up to 350 degrees, put your soup into your soup mugs, and put the slices of toasted baguette on the top, like flat. And you want to cover it as much as you can. So I had to cut some of them in half to kind of squeeze them in there. We'll have pictures on our Facebook page and Instagram so you can look at what it looks like. So you top it with the bread and kind of push it down in a little bit, and then cover the top of that with as much cheese as you want. Some people like a ton of cheese. Some people like a little bit of cheese, however you want to. Put your cheese on it and then put that in your oven on a tray. I forgot to mention the tray. Please make sure you put your bowls or mugs on a tray, because let me tell you, they get super hot in the oven and they are really hard to get out. You can also broil them a little bit if you want to, if you like your cheese really browned up, but you do not have to broil them. You want it to get hot enough for your cheese to melt. Like I said, you put it in there for like, I don't know, 8 to 10 minutes at 350, your cheese is going to melt, and then you can turn your broiler on and just brown that a little bit and take them out and serve them. This is actually a meal. Like if you do the gratiné to it, this is a meal. It's very filling. It's so good. This is like one of my favorite things. Like if it's really cold outside and you want something to really warm you up, because this is a very nice and warming soup, but it's just really good. So if this cold snap that's coming up, if you want to make yourself something for a real treat, this is a good one. This is a really good one. You can also put it in the smaller servings to use for an entree or an appetizer or something like that. So you could put it in a smaller bowl or cup, something of that nature, and put like 3/4 of a cup of soup in there and just a little bit of bread and cheese, or just the soup itself. I'm telling you, for a meal, this is a good meal. It's very tasty. The broth is very rich, and it's just an absolutely delicious soup to try. So I hope you give it a try, and let me know what you think of this recipe, because I really like it.
And make sure to check us out online on Facebook and Threads at Mary Mac Bakehouse, on Instagram at Mary Mac Bakehouse and Mary Mac Podcast, and on our website, MaryMacPodcast.com.
Thanks a lot for listening if you did, and if you didn't, too bad for you.